Right now, we're joined on the phone by Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, who's been seeing the town of Carborough through the storm as it began yesterday and continues through the day today. Mayor, thanks for being with us on the phone, and how are things going in Carborough?
Hey, hello, Aaron. Things are going pretty well in Carborough. I think this might be one of those times where it's good that we're only 6.4 square miles. I know that I've seen reports and gotten emails about trees downed in Hillsborough and elsewhere in Chapel Hill, some bits of flooding and so forth happening. In Carborough, really what we've noticed so far seems to be sporadic power outages, although not necessarily sustained, although they've been spread around town. But other than that, knock on wood, so far we haven't had much go on in our town yet.
Has the power outages have been kind of the biggest thing so far?
You know, I think so. I'm, kind of like everyone else, we're just kind of, I guess, waiting to see if these intense rains end up, causing some of the flooding we've seen in past events, waiting to see if we get these extreme wind bursts that might end up causing more power outages. But frankly, those that I've become aware of seem to have been resolved rather quickly. I know you've been reporting throughout the day, and this morning I was in on a phone call, and our board was updated, as we are every day, on just kind of what's going on. And this morning, of course, and throughout the day, there have not been the massive kind of power outages that we've seen before or we might see during this event.
What has the town done and town staff and crews to prepare for the storm, and what are they doing right now?
I can't say enough for how much our staff has done in anticipation of the storm. One example I'll just say is our public works. I know our public works folks have gone out and have kind of proactively gone out and tried to anticipate where we might have some additional kind of flooding, and they've put up barriers or rocks or some kind of ways to try to decrease some of the overflow that we've seen in years past, kind of been trying to be proactive on identifying spots where we know we've seen flooding. A few days ago, I know our staff members, police and other members of other town employees, kind of went knocking door to door in some of our areas where we know we've seen trouble in the past. Like our the mobile home park at the bottom of South Greensboro Street, and as well as some other neighborhoods where we know we have older, more vulnerable populations, and where folks may not be as tuned in as some of us are to social media and to watching the Weather Channel all the time. And another thing we've tried to do is reach out, of course, to our various communities, our immigrant communities, our El Centro connections, our Burmese connections through the refugee organizations that we partner with. So really trying to get the word out and making sure everyone understands where they can go in case power does go out, or where they can go in case they don't feel safe and need somewhere to stay, such as their shelters, and where to look if they need any other kind of assistance.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, has been working with crews to get the town through the storm, which is, again, really only just beginning. I know we've got the entire weekend to go with, again, fingers crossed, only the rain and the wind that we've seen so far. If we can get through with just that, then it'll be okay, but it could get worse before it gets better. So what advice do you have for residents of Carborough or residents of Orange County or anyone in the Triangle who's listening to get through the storm safely?
Yeah, so, I've tried to do this myself also, but I basically stayed around the house. It's tempting, I'm sure, to go out and drive around and go places, and, folks probably are kind of safe doing that at this time, but, sooner or later, the rain's going to come, the winds are really going to pick up, and that could happen at any moment. And, moreover, everywhere is kind of closed and scaled back for a reason. I've been watching some of the activities along the coast, and despite, where they've really gotten pounded the last 2 days, and despite law enforcement and town officials suggesting or asking that people stay home, some people still have to get out and drive around, and they're coming upon trees in the road, and power lines down and unsafe conditions when they shouldn't be out there. So I guess I would tell folks, keep an eye on things, and if it starts to deteriorate, if the winds pick up especially, go back home and wait. I know myself, I've been spending the last 2 days really trying to get a lot of work done while I have power, because you never know when we'll lose it, if we'll lose it, and if we do, it could be out for some time. And so just suggestions, as you have been talking about the last couple of days, of just really kind of think through how you would survive, a few days without power. And we can certainly all do it. It's just a little planning makes it a little easier.
And then if people want more information, if they want to connect with Carrboro or Orange County or state government or just general information sites or places to go to get info to help them through the storm, where can they go?
Yeah, so our town has, an emergency operations center open, as does the county, as does town of Chapel Hill. But any call through 911 for an emergency would certainly get you, routed to the right place. One thing that always impresses me during these type of events is the amount of coordination that has to go on between all of the governments. And everyone checks in at a meeting at the same time, from the county, from the towns, from the university, from OWASA, just kind of talking through shared concerns or anything we haven't thought through. And so, if it's something that the town of Carrboro, for instance, can't help with, it might be something that's under the purview of the county, or maybe that we have another partner that we need to check in with. All of our law enforcement, of course, is coordinating well together, as well as our EMS and firefighter, personnel. So it's the communications have been set up, I believe, in a very efficient fashion, and they're ready to be deployed if necessary.
Anytime you want information about the town of Carrboro, you can get it online at townofcarrboro.org. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.